gradually turn a little cooler and more unsettled into next week.
Thanks, Sarah. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 20th of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High 40s, 1027, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Utsira, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 to 6, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. South Utsira, northwesterly, backing southwesterly 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 in southeast Dogger, but elsewhere southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Fog patches, except in Cromartie, moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Cromartie. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, but northeast 3 to 5 in Thames. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in South Biscay. Fair, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic, mainly easterly, becoming northeasterly later, 3 to 5. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. North Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly, backing northeasterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North Fitzroy. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, east or southeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Northwest Rockall, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Southeast Rockall, Malin, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Hebrides, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or southwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Bailey, westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwest, 4 to 6, fair, then rain, moderate or good. Faroes, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west. Wintry showers, moderate or poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 4, 9 miles, 1018, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south, 3, 14 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. Lucas, west by south, 1, fog, 800 metres, 1023, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south by west, 1, 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 3, 2 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 5, 2 miles, 1021. Jersey, east northeast, 4, mist, 2 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Scilly Automatic, east 4, mist 4 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valentia, east by south 1, 19 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north 2, mist 2 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Malinhead, south 4, 7 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of high pressure, will be dominant across the United Kingdom over the next 24 hours, maintaining settled conditions with only light or moderate breezes in most areas. However, southwesterly winds will be fresh or strong across Shetland and also in the far northwest of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Cape Wrath, but becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Rain at times later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less at first in south, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fog patches at first in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast 2 to 4, veering southwest 2 or 3 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 or 3, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 from Beachy Head eastwards, but veering southeasterly 2 to 4 for a time in west. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 from start point westwards, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time in Lyme Bay. Fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Calloway, southeast 3 or 4 at first, except in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth, otherwise variable 3 or less. Fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair. Good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4 until later, except in far north, otherwise variable 3 or less. Fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in far north, becoming variable 2 at times elsewhere, occasional rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly, veering southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, south or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a moment, we'll join Farming Today to hear how Scottish seed potato growers have been working on a 5-year project to thwart a tiny but potentially devastating threat, the potato cyst nematode. But first, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Father Martin McGill.
Good morning. Today is World Happiness Day. When we hear the word happiness, we often imagine smiling faces, good news and everything going well. But most of us know that real life is not always like that, and for some of us, maybe seldom. Our days carry both light and shadow. There are moments of joy, but also moments of worry, disappointment or uncertainty. One practice I've found helpful is the simple discipline of gratitude. Each day I take a few quiet minutes to look back over the last 24 hours and notice the things for which I'm grateful. Often they're very ordinary. a kind conversation, a moment of laughter, a task completed, a glimpse of sunlight, the support of family or friends. Over time, I've discovered that paying attention in this way gently changes how I see life. Gratitude doesn't deny the difficulties we face or pretend that everything is perfect. Instead, it helps us to notice that even on difficult days, there's still good things present. Perhaps happiness grows in us, not because life becomes easier, but because we learn to recognize the quiet gifts already there, the kindness and goodness that surround us. So on this World Happiness Day, we might pause for a moment and simply ask, what is one thing I'm grateful for? Loving God, in the midst of the changing days of our lives, help us to notice the quiet gifts around us. Give us hearts that recognize goodness, eyes that see light even in difficult times, and a spirit of gratitude that deepens our joy. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day, presented